And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. A fun show with Sean and Kristen, Rick. And
yeah.
Nothing but good times.
No doubt, buddy. We're having a great time. As you heard in the first hour, Pete Gray not joining us today. He's all the way up at Katmai for our killer Let's Talk Hookup adventure. Can't wait to hear the reports from that. That Katmai trip was a pretty amazing spot and cool photos and cool stories. And
dude,
can't wait to hear from him next week when he rolls back through.
Hearing Bob and Trapper talking about wolves and bears and... My gosh, and Rick, and he was even talking about Northern Lights last week. I mean, that's something that's like a bucket list thing.
It is a bucket list item.
Eagles,
yeah.
I mean,
dude,
everything.
Yeah. I'm going to have to join him next year, right?
No doubt, Corey. It's a really, really good one. We'll look forward to hearing from him next Saturday when he rolls back through. And speaking of next Saturday, that is our final San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast. Again, it's next Saturday, September the 1st at El Cajon Ford. It's your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano casting contest. Prize number one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and you might see Sean and Kristen Sun putting that boat together for you, because I know Trevor's been working at Fast Lane for quite a while. Along with that free kayak that you're going to win, you're also going to get a trip to go fishing at Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. Grand prize number two is a four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, and includes round-trip tickets from San Diego, LAX, or Orange County directly into Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click the Alaska Air banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your own charter. You're also going to get a shot at winning Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be a ton of giveaways, too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you Saturday, September 1st, next Saturday at El Cajon Ford at Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Always a great time for sure. Those guys really do it right at El Cajon Ford.
Sounds like a fun show, Rick,
for sure. It's a really good one. Hey, speaking of good shows and good times, we're going to find out what's going on in the water. Captain Brandon Hayward has been having a great run of things from Bite Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, you as well, buddy. I know it's been a very steady, busy time. We've been enjoying seeing yourself and Wes with the Parker 23 back at Fisherman's Landing. I know you guys have been on a heck of a roll.
Yeah, it was really good fishing. We're kind of sidelined here with wind. I never thought Pete would be in Alaska saying he has a weather window and I'm stuck on the beach on a Sunday, you know.
Exactly.
So wind's just been a few two knots, kind of past our threshold, plenty good enough for sport boats or yachts. But, yeah, the last stretch was, dare I say, the best I've seen on that big fish for us, hooking lots of doubles. I think we ended up with like 13 over 200 pounds plus a couple handfuls of that, you know, 180-pound fish. Just the grade this year is incredible. They're just getting bigger.
Let me get there. 13 over 200 pounds in a couple weeks of fishing from your custom 23-foot Parker.
Yeah, not even that. Maybe like 7 or 8 days or whatever the kind of last round was.
Unbelievable.
That's so
really
crazy.
Beautiful thing. Yeah, Patrick G had that big eye.
That was really cool. Yeah, we got to talk about that a little bit last week. First big eye and a nice one, a 100-pounder that you guys caught on a flat fall.
Yeah, exactly. 250-gram flat fall off a little mark there at night. So, yeah, it's great fishing. I never thought that the tails of big bluefin would become kind of monotonous and people would expect them. But straight up, I mean, it's really is the best we've seen so far.
I think it's the best it's ever been. And I know that you have done a lot of long-range fishing, and it's better odds of catching a cow, you know, 60 miles from home than it ever is. I mean, you don't expect, you know, when you go down there, you're hoping for an opportunity over, you know, 6 or 7 days of angling to maybe have a shot at one. You know, that's how a long-range trip works. And you're you know, dare you say it, you're kind of expecting to have a shot just about every day. Obviously, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but the fishing is that caliber right now.
No, it really is. I don't want to take too much of your time, but you know, when guys call or guys come down to the boat or something, I'm definitely a realist, and I try to downplay a little bit or under promise, over deliver. But I tell them, I say, hey, we're going to go somewhere and we're going to do something, which is like plucking an afternoon half day, half of an afternoon off of a long range boat. So if you go on a 16-day trip, some afternoons are great and you have these epic drifts and others aren't, and it goes all over the map, you know. But lately it's been like those classic kind of buffer zone afternoons with big drifts and just huge fish and explosive blowups. So it's
cool.
Been great. We have some spots open for September, both for charter and open party. I put those up on the Fisherman's Landing website. The first one is next Sunday, kind of heralded weekend open party trip. There's a spot left. September 2nd, there's another trip on the 6th, which is a Thursday. If you can go midweek, I always definitely stress that for both sea bass and bluefin. The trip on the 15th already filled, which was a weekend, and then again on the 20th. So if someone wants to get out with us and do that stuff, I know it's hard to put a group together, whether you're trying to put together three guys or 33 guys or 23 guys. It's not always easy to kind of coordinate that stuff. So if you're kind of a single or you don't want to deal with getting all your buds, that's what we got for the month. Okay?
And what a cool deal, Brandon. I mean, I know the sport boats at this current time are fishing the yellowfin and Dorado and that kind of thing, and the bluefin's thing's still there, but he can't please 33 people, and you can definitely put three guys on the best potential of an absolute trophy hunt of their lifetime, you know?
Yeah, no, thanks for that. No, exactly. And we did that jig strike and yellowfin stuff last week when the wind was up. Wes had limits one day and was like three shy of limits the next. Weather's plenty good enough on the inside for us to do that if someone wanted to jump on during the week here. Just, you know, I'm very cautious with that. It's a long ways in a small boat, and it's a specific little window. It looks like in the long range forecast after September 1st, we kind of get back to that pattern that we had before. It's still kind of too far out to tell. So hopefully, wind backs off a little bit for us and we can get back out there.
I say the same thing. If it's too windy for Neil to go during the week, then I got no business of even wanting to go, no wanting to go out there.
No. It requires a specific set of everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. You need the right boat and the right time. But Brandon, I can't agree with you more. I think that you know, because the fishing is so good down south for the variety, like we talked about with Greg yesterday, and we've been hearing about all this great yellowfin, that's the play that the sport boats need to do. That's what you should be doing for your customers, because you're going to have great fishing for everybody on board. But because the majority of the guys have been fishing to the south and not to the west, some of the highlight or the info about how good this big bluefin fishing has started to wane, but I would be willing to say it's the best it has probably ever been in our time for an opportunity to go catch one of those really, really, really big ones.
It's a
200-pounder.
Rick, it's a perfect case scenario for what Brandon's doing.
Exactly.
I mean, it is. It's tailor-made for you, Brandon.
No, we're fortunate, and, you know, hopefully this never ends, but at some point it's going to. So, I mean, I think everyone should make the most of it, whether you have the resources to kind of glue it together and do it once on a buddy's boat or however it works out for you. I think anyone out there who loves fishing, if this kind of cycle slips by and you don't at least try for it, you're going to look back on it and kind of regret it.
Yep.
And what a cool deal. You're running out of Fisherman's Landing. Do you book through the landing, Brandon, or, you know, these open spots you're offering?
Yeah, they go right through the landing. They're up on the landing's website, so a guy could just hop on there, couple clicks, and it's all theirs. Yeah.
Rad. Awesome. Well, Brandon, great job. An unbelievable run that you and Wes and James and your team have put together. Great job. Thanks for keeping us updated. And again, a rare opportunity to grab an open party spot to go fishing on board your beautiful Parker. And appreciate you keeping us up to date, man. Keep up the good work. Let us know next weekend if those spots are still available. We'd love to help get the word out for our anglers.
No problem. I appreciate the time. And also, you know, we leave at 10 on those trips. We get back late, you know, 10-ish. So what a lot of guys do is they'll just walk off the boat, go home, and then in the morning, you know, we spend the night on the boat, and we can just drop the fish, or the fisherman's is right there. So we can just put it in the cart. It goes to the processor. Guys can go pick up their fish whenever they want the next day or days.
Great call, man. Awesome. Brandon, great job. Appreciate it as always. Thanks for everything you do, keeping us up to date, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Appreciate it, buddy, with that. Phones are packed, Clay.
Rick, it has been such a busy morning. They want to talk to Sean. They want to talk to Kristen. And we're going to take Doug. Doug is calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
1-2, Doug. Good morning.
I think Doug has reached that limit.
I think he did, and I don't blame him. He's been a hold a while, and we're going to talk to you next. We're going to talk to Jason. Jason's calling from Marina Del Rey. Good morning. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup, Jason.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to give you guys thanks again for the good job you're doing here on the radio and all the fishing community up and down the coast.
Well, thanks, Jason. We love getting to do it.
So, yeah, we're really lucky out here on the West Coast. So my question is, that has to do with the processing of fish. I've kind of made like a butcher's belt with my own piffing wire and my own spiker and stuff on sports boats. And every time I piff a fish, it's like people are amazed, like they've never seen it done, even a lot of the crew members. Am I basically wasting my time piffing fish?
No, anytime you take good care of your fish, it's a win situation for you. Don't think you're wasting your time. Keep doing it.
For those that aren't familiar with what that is, that's the act of using the cord or cable that runs down the spinal column of a fish that kind of knocks the nerves out as it goes down. Yeah, Jason?
And what you're doing, I mean, to further that a little bit further, you're relaxing the muscles and you're relaxing the meat and keeping it from being tense and tightened and...
Yeah, and beating itself up on deck.
There
and,
it is.
Yeah.
Stopping the lactic acid.
It finishes it, right?
Yeah.
It relaxes the fish.
And so if you're going to that extent, Jason, how can you be really doing anything wrong, you know?
I know that there are a lot of boats that take great care, and, you know, I mean, obviously they deserve the shout-out because they're good at it, and I know a lot of other boats too, but I feel like I always keep picking on Royal Star for doing that. It just happens that that's where I've done my trips. We've got some cool videos on our YouTube channel, and Let's Talk Hookup on YouTube, of that process. So basically the fish comes on board, It's set down on the deck instead of flopped over on the gaff. The spike goes in, which, you know, immediately, you know, dispatches the fish. And then in the same hole that the spike went through, a cord basically goes in that hole and gets run down the spinal column. And as it runs down the end, it kind of knocks out all the vertebrae. Everything just relaxes. Prime care, you know, most, you know, humane for the fish, best for the product, one of those. It's yet another level of taking care
of it. And let's not forget that this was pioneered through Tim and Randy on the Royal Star, putting them on mats and doing the whole thing. And yep. Sean's business is right in line with the whole thing.
Yeah, I've said from the beginning the fish processing starts on the boat, mm-hmm. definitely. And that's what we're talking about here. That's the beginning of fish processing, the piffing, the spiking,
and
the RSW.
I'm sorry, I'm excited. It's not just the Royal Star. It's the entire fleet. And it's all started with right here.
It's common now on every boat.
Yep.
It is. It's awesome. Good.
Jason, appreciate the phone call very much.
And I think we need to take some more, Rick. The calls are lined up. We're going to take Don. Don's calling from Dana Point. Good morning. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup, Don.
Hey, hello. Good morning, Rick and guests. My question is for Sean. We've been fishing a couple nights a week at Clemente, and we've done rather well, you know, average one or two 200-pound-plus bluefin. And it takes more time for us to process them than to catch them almost. My question is, if I give you a call and say, you know, we got to gut it and gill the nice down, can I take it down to Fisherman's Processing, leave it 6-8 hours, hang out in San Diego, and pick it up the same day?
Absolutely. We're doing it every day. Guys are bringing them in. Of course, we're getting the forklift out to get them out of the back of the truck. weigh them up, and get them processed.
We got a 212-pounder last night.
Nice.
And I've been up all night fishing and cleaning fish, and I'm about ready
You're
to take
exhausted.
A nap. But
yeah,
the next one, we'll come down your direction.
Yeah,
it makes more sense.
Yep, we'll give you a break. You deserve it.
By the time I pay for the vacuum bags and the time, I'm much better spending my money and my time with you.
And Don, on top of that, I mean, you know, we had Yanni from Fisherman's Belly on here, which gives you some awesome recipes and the belly recipes and the whole thing, but... You can go down.
Yanni's the greatest. I look at his website all the time, guys.
I'm telling
you. Have a good time, and, you know, Pete's up in Alaska. I wish him the best. And next time I'm down in San Diego, Rick, I'll look you up.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good thing. But the other thing I want to mention, too, is you have the poke.
Pokey.
Yeah, that you can add to the mix, you know.
Yeah, bring your fish in, grab some of our rubs, and...
So it's worth Don's trip to come down, have the fish process, pick up some of that stuff, and leads us right into our fishdope.com report, and we're going to talk to Dave Hansen. The Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing. We have them right here. Hello, good morning. And they offer the best processing for your fish when you return from your trip. But the from the San Diego Landings, now the Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase your fresh fish, smoked jerky, and your other famous tuna burgers. One of my favorites, Sean, the tuna burgers.
I love them.
At the convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as smoked cheese, Gouda. Man, I can't wait to try some of that stuff, too. Pick some up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by, taste it. You will be hooked, I promise you.
No doubt about that. Let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning, Sean, Rick, Corey. Hey, guys. First of all, I want to ask a question, Sean. Yacht thing, the yacht guys, we all want to know, can we bring our fish to you? Answer that after. I'm going to give my report, but I get too excited, then I forget what I need to ask. Okay? So, guys, hang on to your hat. As soon as we get out of this moon cycle that we're in right now, yeah, we're picking away at that bigger bluefin right now, but I'm telling you, the amount of volume that's out there behind Clemente and in the channel behind Catalina and San Clemente Island is unbelievable. And they've almost eaten all the anchovies. They haven't eaten them all yet, but they're close. And when we get off this moon cycle, you're going to see some phenomenal numbers like Greg was talking about yesterday, where they were going out and getting 20 of those things, 30 of those things. It's that time of year now. They've eaten almost all the anchovies. So hang on to your hat. If you're thinking about going and getting a trophy bluefin, it's time to book that trip because they're going to fill up quick. You got to get out there, guys. This fish is unbelievable. There's a lot of that fish that's over 300 pounds all over out there. We see it every day on these giant foamers and stuff out there. I'm telling you, it's going to be unbelievable. Remember this, Rick and Corey, when we talk next week or the week after, you're going to go, shh, you said it, Dave. They almost have eaten all the anchovies. In the beginning of the season, you couldn't even turn on your sonar. There was so much chovy. Well, now you can run your sonar a little bit. And we're getting through the balls of bait and just seeing an unbelievable volume of fish out there. Then down the line, look at this yellowfin tuna fishing. Unbelievable. Here we are, end of August. The yellowfin tuna fishing's phenomenal. Dorado are trickling into the Southern California bite. I think we're in store for an unbelievable September, October. You just hang on, guys. It's going to be unreal.
I couldn't agree more. Dave, you can hear the excitement in your voice, and I know how good that fishing is, the stretch that you guys have been on. And, you know, it's not easy to keep up on, but you go every day. You keep us up to date to what's going on. You always pass that info over to Danny at fishdope.com to keep all the boys in line of what's going on. And if you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, you can save $20 using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, save you $20. And, Dave, with so much of this big fish going on, are you able to keep the website going, keeping videos there on your saltwater guide?
Yeah, what I'm doing, Rick, is as we're driving during our 18-hour days, every day is an 18-hour day. I'm coming off my 11th 18-hour day in a row. Why I'm driving the boat back and forth from these fish, we're filming videos and we're adding them. We added three this week. You guys have got to go check out the new bluefin video I just put up on the website. It's insane. I show you how to skip that yummy. I watch the reaction, the whole thing. We got it up close and personal. It's pretty spectacular. So go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, guys, and check out the website. Like Rick said, it's unbelievable. If you're not catching fish, it is absolutely not my fault.
Hey, we can hear the excitement in your voice,
no doubt,
Dave.
Buddy, you need to catch your breath, man. Slow down. It's all good.
So I'm up in the tower trying to keep the phone service going, and I'm looking at a big spot of foamers right here. I'm sorry. I'm doing the best I can.
Dave, you did a great job. One more time, give us the website if somebody wants to get in on the information and maybe even have you put them in line with somebody to help them go fishing.
YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Guys, you've got to be a part of this thing. It is unbelievable, the information that I'm giving you guys. We work in conjunction with Fish Dope. I'm not telling you where the fish are biting. I'm just telling you when you get there how to catch them.
Good call, Dave. Great job. Great report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Corey. Rick, thanks, guys. And I'm going to get off the phone and listen to you tell me how to get my fish processed on my yacht.
You got it. Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Dave.
Oh, nothing but good times right there, Rick. Huh?
Most people put the fish in the back of the truck and bring them on over to us. But just be prepared. These 200-pound fish aren't like catching other fish. You need a lot of ice.
Yes.
You're
going to
need, what would you say, 300 to 600 pounds?
Yeah, I think that we put a minimum of depending on how the fish is, we probably put about 150 pounds on the outside of the fish. And we try to gill and gut everything when we're out there. We probably put another 20 to 40 pounds inside the fish. I mean, it's like
just in the cavity, Rick.
Yeah,
you're putting 40 pounds.
A pound of ice per pound of fish.
Yeah, that's a pretty much right where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. So prepare for that and prepare to catch them because it sounds
it's
like
that good.
Yeah, it's that good.
The fish is that good. The ice is a small investment to make versus the product that you're about to bring.
That's
home.
The one thing I see with private boaters. They bring them in and I do a core temperature on them and they've cooked the fish already, and it's a bummer to have to tell somebody your fish is bad.
Yeah, 40 pound, you know, two 20 pound bags of ice, not only is not enough, that's not even enough to shove inside the belly cavity of the big one.
Those fish come out of the water about 90 degrees.
I'm sure. Yeah,
they're hot. You need a lot of ice to cool them down because whatever you put on them at first is going to melt quickly.
I think that your call earlier too with those big kill bags is such a good call. They're just so easy to deal with. They fold up to nothing when you're in the garage and you're done with it afterwards. It's not like trying to store a bunch of 150 quart coolers that half the fish don't fit in anyways.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're such a good way to go.
Yep.
Keep things cleaner on your boat. You dump them into it. I mean, that's all we use.
You don't stub your toe on them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're just they're lighter. They're easier. They hold ice really good. They make it easy to deal with on the fish. Big handles. It's killer.
Absolutely.
Those are good calls.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by Terrafin, sea surface temperature charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you wherever you go. You're going to have all the opportunities on your iPad, your Android device, your iPhone. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
And for FishDope.com this week, the lowercase, no space, hookup now is your code on fishdope.com. Get all of Dave Hansen's reports, Mark Wish, and do the whole thing. And we're going to jump into the lines, Rick.
You got it.
Let's
sounds good.
Let's do it. Let's do it. They've been absolutely packed. We've had some very patient callers. They want to talk to Sean, talk to Kristen, and we're going to talk to Minard Cullen from Temecula. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Just want to give a shout out to Fisherman's Processing. I've been using them for at least 6-7 years, and I'm just amazed on how everything is handled. And even the guy that packs the ice in your ice chest, he takes a lot of care doing that. I've tried some of your products. My dogs go crazy over your dog treat.
There it is, dog treat.
We got dog treats too. We got them dried. Fish skins.
As a matter of fact, I think it helps their coats a little bit.
Yeah, the omega-3 oils that are in there definitely gets a nice shine to their coat.
Which is cool thing on you guys, too. It's just like a utilizing every part kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Making something killer out of nothing. And
everything's sustainable. Everything you're taking in has a purpose.
We literally, nothing goes to a landfill from our shop. Everything gets used.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going on the Angler end of September, and I've already got a reservation for you guys.
Well, you're a smart man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Minard, great time. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Minard, that was a good one. Yeah, thank you very much, Minard. You have a good Sunday. We appreciate you joining on Let's Talk Hookup with Sean. We're going to talk to Mike. Mike's calling from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I got two questions. This off the wall, listen to Pete up there in Alaska. Rick, is there a time difference up there from down here? And the second question is, on the final processing, when you vacuum pack the fish, you don't rinse them off with fresh water, do you? I mean, if you think about it, the butcher shop doesn't rinse off the meat.
That's such a great
question.
Great point, Mike.
No, we don't rinse them off. I mean, obviously, if it's got some scales on it or something that we need to rinse off, we would rinse it off. We wouldn't put it in the bag dirty with scales or anything like that. But the way we keep that from happening is we often clean our cutting tables. So if you keep a clean cutting surface, then your fillets come out clean. That's the way we do it. It doesn't ruin it if you have to rinse it off real quick, but you rinse it off and pat it dry right away, you're good to go on bagging.
Yeah. It's not like a little bit of water is going to taint everything, but you don't want it sopping in there either.
You definitely don't want it soaking in water.
Dry is key.
Yeah, dry is, pat it off and keep it dry.
We've talked about it a bunch of times, but now a great time to bring it up for those that haven't is the method that you introduce us all to defrosting your fish. Kind of the same thing. Getting moisture off of that fish is everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And the defrost process, maybe you can go over that with us.
Yeah, so you have your product that Fisherman's Processing made for you. It's in a vacuum-sealed bag. The first thing you want to do is cut it and get the meat out of that plastic bag. You want to wrap that meat with paper towels completely around it, and then take a plate and put a couple paper towels on the plate and lay the wrapped portion of meat on it and put it in the refrigerator. You want to defrost in the refrigerator. Now, what the paper towel is going to do is going to wick away all the moisture. What getting it out of the bag does is let the oxygen start to kind of incorporate into the fish again. As the paper towels get saturated with the liquid off the fillets, put fresh paper towels on there until it's completely defrosted. You'll see that your fish comes out a lot firmer. The color comes back because the oxygen helps the color come back. It's almost like it's fresh again.
It's really a big deal, Rick. I'm sorry, but I do that with fresh fish too, and I learned that from Pete, and you teaching Pete how to do it. And I'd put the paper towels underneath even a fresh piece and to keep the moisture from building. I mean, it's basically bacteria.
Yeah.
And you're pulling the bacteria away from what you want to eat.
Yep.
I couldn't believe the color difference. You know, I always, I'd take my bag, I'd throw it in the fridge or throw it on the countertop when I'm ready to eat it, and it was always good. You introduced us to that a while ago. It's a whole nother world. Like the color, if you just took a piece and threw it on the countertop and let it defrost over whatever 4 or 5 hours versus what you're talking about, overnight, in the fridge, paper towel, change the paper towels 2 or even 3 times, mm-hmm. and then you laid those two pieces side by side when it came time to grill them, you would swear that one was fresh and one wasn't.
Yeah, and then we have a bunch of videos. Kristen, talk about where our videos are.
I think you could find the videos on our website. There's a whole video section in there. Everything links to YouTube.
And that's on Fisherman's Processing.com.
On Fisherman'sProcessing.com. You know, Sean's he's the actor in all the videos. And he actually goes through this process of how you defrost your fish with the method he just described. And he shows you the before and the after. And, you know, he talks you through the whole thing in case this wasn't clear enough.
Well, you guys did are continuing to do a really good job on all your social media outlets, too. Lots of photos, lots of cool videos, lots of, you know, big 200-pounders getting cut up on the table. You do a really good job. It's a very fun follow, too. So if you don't, but I know Instagram, Facebook, everything is Fisherman's Processing or Fish Pros.
Yeah, Fisherman's Processing, Fisherman's Processing, and then we have Fish Pros the Market.
Okay. Yeah.
Find us both on there. We try to keep them separate. But, you know, you might even catch a video of Sean with a knife in his hand. You know, it does happen. So. We got a great video of him taking the yellowtail colors off last week.
Fish Pros the Market, probably a good way to find out. You know, when Sean was saying when he makes a killer buy on a fresh piece of fish from one of the local fishermen, probably that's the best way to keep
every
updated
Thursday and
on.
Friday. Okay. Every Thursday and Friday, we try to announce what our fresh fish of the weekend is going to be.
I dig it, man.
It could be halibut. It could be bluefin.
It could be biting. Well,
right now, you have bluefin in there.
Bluefin, yellowtail, and Dorado right now.
Dude, are you? Are you kidding me?
I love it. That's killer.
Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Sean, more from Kristen, and nothing but good times following up here on the Mighty 1090.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a busy show. We had a caller call in asking about watching the videos online, and we'll just say it again. He's off air listening.
If you go to our website at fishermansprocessing.com, there is a tab that says videos on it. Just click on that, and there should be a whole bunch of options available in a video library that you can scroll down and, you know, see all the hot things of, you know, yellowtail fish processing and whatnot on there. You Raymond cutting fish, so.
You check it out from there, and we appreciate our listeners, and that simple call into Adam there got straight through.
Easy, easy. I want to talk a little bit more about Fish Pros the Market, and the one thing that we didn't talk about yet that I thought was a really good call is you call it the bag o' brine, but you can basically purchase the same brine, which is the prep that you handle all the smoked fish, you know. Fisherman's Processing smoked fish is kind of known. That's the one, you know, the one that we have samples of at Fred Hall Show, the killer smoked fish that you do. And you can basically go in and purchase the ability to do that at home on your smoker, on your Traeger, whatever.
Yeah, the smoked fish or the bag of brine is exactly what we use in the shop to brine. We give you it makes a gallon. You take a gallon of water. You mix the whole bag into a gallon of water, stir it till it's dissolved. And go ahead and put your fish in it. You might want to ice that water, get it cool. You don't want to just use warm water. And then soak your fish anywhere from 3 to 4 hours, depending on the thickness of your fish. And pat it dry. You want kind of a tacky surface before you put it in your Traeger. I'd just go on the smoke setting till you get the proper color that you like on your fish, that golden color, or maybe you like it a little darker. You can just keep it on smoke until you get your color, then crank up the heat to get an internal temperature of about 145, and you're done.
That's a good question.
Wow.
So you smoke first until you get the look that you want, and then what when you say crank up the heat, how high do you?
Oh, you don't need much, 220, okay. 225.
Okay.
Yeah, but and then just keep an eye on the temperature,
sure.
About 140, start thinking about getting it out of there. Be mindful of maybe smaller pieces that you might want to take off first because they're going to cook first.
Sure.
But one of the key things is make them all about the same size.
That's
portion
such
of them,
a good call.
So they all.
So so Don from calling from Dana Point got his over 200-pound bluefin. Yeah. Got it at home. He can drive down, get his poke mix, get his bag O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah. You can eat poke, get sesame and spice. It's
Are you
a great
kidding
searing
me?
Rub. Get your poke mix, and then for all the fish you didn't get through fresh, put it in the brine and smoke it up.
There it is, man. That sounds like nothing but good times.
Well, let's jump back into the phones. They are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Sean and Kristen.
They do, and we're going to talk to Gary. Gary's calling from Longdale, and appreciate you joining the show. Let's talk hookup this morning,
What's
Gary.
Up, Gary?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I just returned Wednesday on a trip from the Searcher, and you know I got to say that boat fish like that boat.
Yes, they do.
I went to Fisherman's Processing. I did notice all the different rubs and stuff, but what I like is what I get to see. I don't always get to see all the stuff behind the scenes. The dockside service, and you're conveniently located and easy to follow the map. Easy to park. I like your comfortable. lobby and that really smooth coffee that's free. I just can't believe it. That early in the morning, that's the one thing I need, and you guys have it. It's really good customer service and well worth the money. I really want to thank you, Sean, and I wanted to mention that it wouldn't hurt to tip the guy that's packing your fish because he does a lot of work and put your cooler back in your truck.
Yes, he does. His name's Dave. He does a great job. You know, the whole crew that I have is just amazing. I'm very fortunate to have a crew like that, and I'm very thankful for you coming and using us.
Good call, Gary. Appreciate it very much. I, on the other hand, don't like the couch you guys have. It's way too hard to get out from. Long day of fishing, waiting for your fish, been on the water all day. That you made your lounge a little too comfortable. Oh, I'd sink into
you
that
wouldn't
thing.
Be the first person to fall asleep
in
that couch.
I'm sure of that.
There's many times where I'm saying, hey, Bob, your fish is ready to go. He goes, yeah, I'll get there. I'm gonna just relax here for a few more minutes.
Exactly.
And have some of the popcorn you were talking
more
about,
popcorn,
too.
All
Are you
crap.
Kidding me?
That's
and
cool.
and having the coffee like Gary was talking about, and nothing but good times. I think we need to jump back into the lines, Rick. We're going to talk to Jerry. Jerry's calling from Garden Grove. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Good morning. Hey, I have a 2.5 day, but I'm leaving out of Seaforth like the Thursday night, October 11th, come home Sunday morning the 14th. And I still have gift cards that I bought from you, Sean, at Day at the Docks. It's time to use them up. Is there someone there Sunday morning where when I get off the boat at Seaforth, I could call in and say I'm on my way? Or
oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
It's going to be a Sunday morning.
Yeah, we work 7 days. This is the season, man. We're there 7 days a week, 8 to 1, 7 days a week. Bring
Not
those
longer.
Fish on by, and we'll be ready to take care of you.
So you won't be waiting at the dock for him, but he can load his fish up and bring them on
yeah.
over to the processing
yeah,
plant
yeah.
And get it done that way. Because, Jerry, I mean, you might be one or two of the guys that want it done, and for Sean to drive the truck over, it just isn't feasible.
And we don't have forklifts over there. All of the stuff that we kind of need to function is that the
And honestly, that drive is probably 5 to 7 minutes. It's very, very, very close, Jerry.
I think the phone call is everything on whatever you're doing. Whether you're going on the Royal Polaris and you know that Sean's going to be there, or you're going at a Seaforth and you know you're going to bring him or you're going to skiff, just I can't tell you how accommodating everybody has been at Fisherman's Processing. You know, I've been doing it now for years. It has nothing to do with our relationship, but let's talk hookup and the landing. You're the best fish processor, and so that's why we use you. And
thank you.
And just a phone call will dial you into whatever it needs to be. And that might be, yeah, come on by at this time, pick your fish up here. It's usually me saying, like, well, I thought I was going to be here this afternoon, and I'm not the next day. Can you do this? Like, the Fisherman's Processing is amazingly accommodating. And just,
we try to be, yeah.
Yeah, you give them a heads up. They're going to take care of you. Whatever needs to happen, it'll happen.
You're right. A phone call goes a long ways.
Hey, Rick, the line's been packed the entire time. They all want to talk to Sean and Kristen and Fisherman's Processing, Fishing Pros of Market. Just all this good stuff, and somebody is going to be winning. Two different people are going to be winning, Rick. Two different cards at $25. We come back and Let's Talk Hookup, more calls, and we're going to find out who won those prizes here on the Mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket and make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim. The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We've had such a fun show, Rick, this morning with Sean and Kristen in here. And we've had two lucky winners, okay? We drew them. Sean and Kristen each both picked a number. And Menard from Temecula, you're the one. And Mike from Rosemead, you're another. And
stoked.
They can use them in the processing. They could use them at the market. Whatever way they want to go with it.
So much.
If they want to pick up some smoked cheese or some smoked fish or some of the rubs.
Well,
they can do it online store from our website.
This is so cool. You guys have just done such an addition to Fisherman's Processing. And
it's been fun.
It's been really fun to watch it unfold. It's been really fun to see Kristen take you to the next level is what's really happening.
Thank you. It's the truth.
Hey, yeah, this is the guy who can actually cook food on the Traeger now. So
it's been really cool, guys. So much to go over. Again, all the stuff from Fish Pros the Market, rubs, the pokey mix, all the salt and pepper, you know, seasonings that you guys have, the bag of brine, the cheese, the jerky, the smoked fish. I know I'm forgetting.
Tuna burgers.
The fresh fish at the market. How do we find, again, information about them, purchase them, the store, website, all the good stuff? If
we kind of have two different sides. We have Fisherman's Processing.
For social media.
Fisherman's Processing, and then Fish Pros the Market for all the rubs and all the kinds of stuff that we're selling.
So we had a caller that was wondering about gluten, and they can actually go on the website. He didn't get on air, I apologize, but we got the question in studio here, and he can actually go on the website, and all the ingredients are listed for all the rubs and everything.
Yes.
And perfect. Yeah. Okay.
And to answer Ed's question, your rubs, as of right now, totally gluten-free.
Everything gluten-free right now. So.
Yeah, if you have any allergies, check the ingredients.
All the ingredients are listed. Okay.
So, again, Fish Pros the Market, Fisherman's Processing. We always say it every week. You see when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, come to Liberty Station location.
Yep.
You owe it to yourself to do it.
Yep. And we're on Instagram, Facebook. If you want to give me a call, it's 619-255-3128. Sean at fishermansprocessing.com if you want to shoot me an email. I usually get back within a day. you can just give me an email. You can make online reservations. We have a reservation tab on the website, fishermansprocessing.com. It'll just fill out the form. It sends me an email. I'll give you a confirmation.
And, Kristen, keep up the awesome job on the social media, both Facebook, Instagram. You guys have a great account. Lots
YouTube
of really good information.
Too, so.
And all of that, you can find the links. You've got a great website at fishermansprocessing.com. Just to the right next to the phone number, you can see a link. It'll take you right to the YouTube channel, right to their Facebook page, right to the Instagram. So very easy to find, very easy to follow, fishermansprocessing.com. Thank you for making Corey and I look so good with all your with all the great additions that you do with your smoked spice and rub. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Well, you guys are doing an awesome job. I can't tell you how many times people say I heard about you on the show. Just yesterday, a guy came from Mission Viejo and said I listened religiously, and he wanted to, he came in just to meet me because he heard me on the show before.
How cool is that?
Well, we love
it. Pretty cool.
Well, great job, you guys. Appreciate that, and we appreciate you listening. Another couple of great shows next weekend. Again, live from El Cajon Ford with Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing, and the next Sunday, John Ireland's going to be in the studio here. Had a great time. Thanks so much to my partner, Corey, here in the studio. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass, and thanks to you for listening. We'll look forward to another couple of great shows next weekend. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.